got you loud and clear. How me? Go ahead, Ohio.
You should be getting it just about now.
I have solid copy.
Justin, we use electricity from the solar arrays for normal stuff. If we want to fire our engines, we use something that's similar to shuttle fuel, and that's monomethyl hydroxide. Over.
He's using a
microphone. Favorite thing about being an astronaut, Jesse, is being able to talk to great students like you guys. Over. We use an oxygen generator and a thing in the Russian segment called they take water and split it into hydrogen and oxygen. If those systems break, we have a backup set of chemical candles that we can light, and those burn and they give off oxygen. And the third choice is we have progress vehicles attached to the station, and they have oxygen tanks that we can just empty oxygen into the station if we need to. Over. Absolutely, Colin, and you guys will probably be the ones to do it. Over.
So let the school know that they were going to be on that one.
I don't think I'll ever go to Mars, but you might go. I sleep on standing up, kind of in a sleeping bag, and it's a lot different. Yep, we were there for the computers that failed, and the Russian guys fixed it great, and I didn't help very much on that. I did a little bit of work in the American segment to disconnect some electrical connectors. Over.
Let me hear yours.
Right now, I'm working with two Russians, and we speak a combination of Russian and English, although the international language of the station is designated to be English. Over. I think being away from my family is the thing that surprised me the most. It's pretty difficult for me, Dominic. Over. Andrew, my favorite class is a science class, and my favorite teacher was named Mrs. Alice Rakes, and I had her in 7th and 8th grade. Over. Zeb, that's a great question. I love being in zero gravity, and think of yourself as Superman. You can fly anywhere you want. It's just the faster you fly, the harder it is to stop. Over. Zach, I was about 8 years old, and I watched the astronauts in Apollo 8 go around the backside of the moon for the first time, and that's when I decided I wanted to be an astronaut. Over. Great question, Mark. It was having to go to Russia and come back to Houston and go to Canada and spend months away from my family, and I traveled a lot. I didn't really like that part very much, so that was the hardest for me. Over. Nathan, we eat lots of different food, Russian and American. We eat meat and potatoes and vegetables and lots of good desserts like M&M's. Over.
Okay.
We keep from falling to the ground because we're going fast enough that we just maintain a balance of our speed versus Earth's gravity. If you took a yo-yo and started to spin it around a big circle, imagine the string is gravity, and then the yo-yo, if you keep it at a fast enough speed, it keeps the string perfectly tight. Over. We can't go to the doctor, but we have Oleg Kotov, who's a doctor, and he's on board, and he's trained to teach or to take care of us with little small things. If it's bad enough, we have to come home. Over.
This guy that's doing it, he's a very good ground station. Did you hear that?
Well, I've been here, Justin, about 2 months, and I've got 3 more months to go, and it's a pretty cool place. Over.
Okay, what's the astronaut's name?
It's hard for me. I have a lovely wife and 2 kids, and I miss them a lot, but we get to talk to them every day on the telephone if we want to, and we have email, and we have video conferences once a week. Over. Absolutely, Corey. When electronic particles from the sun and out in space go through some of our equipment, it causes some of the bits, they call them, to flip. And so that can crash a whole computer all by itself. Over. I have email, and I can talk to my family on a phone almost every day. And we also have video comic where I can see them and talk to them. Over. It's a great adventure. It's great to see the beautiful Earth below and to float around in zero G and just have a great time. It's a wonderful place to be. Over. They're pretty much the same, Robert. They just have to be a little stronger. They have to have a bigger battery, for example, or they have to have a harder shell to protect them from the hot and cold of outer space. Over. How we train for spacewalks is we train in the big swimming pool in Houston. We go underwater and we're neutrally buoyant, so we don't float and we don't sink, and we do our training just like we do in space. Over. I haven't had much free time yet, but when I do, I like to talk to my family and I like to catch up on my emails, but we also have an electronic keyboard I like to play, and I like to read books. Over. Let's try going back to the primary channel real quick if we can. Is that possible? How do we keep for spacewalks? I'm sorry, with all the satellites in orbit, how do you keep from hitting them? They track them on the ground, and if we have to, we reboost the station's orbit, make it higher to miss stuff. Over.
Whiskey one sugar tango tango.
Whiskey one sugar tango tango.
Ah, very good. My name is Richard. Location is New Hampshire. Over.
Copy, Richie. NA1SS. Thanks for the contact, man.
Well, thank you. I've been listening, and it was really very good classroom experience for everyone. Over.
I'm glad you enjoyed it. Thanks for participating with the station. Over.
Whiskey Fox, One Fox, Boston.
Can I have your name? Over.
Whiskey One, Fox One, Boston. Does anyone have
something? Yeah, hello, Clayton. You did a great job. We could hear you wall to wall the whole time. 73s and good luck.